Good morning. It's good being with you again this morning. Since Pentecost, every time someone puts their trust in Christ for salvation and gets saved, the Holy Spirit moves in and lives inside, never to leave. It's an amazing benefit that we have, though we really don't understand much about its wonderful blessing. One of the works of the Spirit in us is His encouragement toward holiness. No longer can we casually sin and seemingly get by with it. Before salvation, many of our sins came and went hardly even being noticed. After we got saved, however, each sin seemed to set off an emergency siren in our spirits, making us uncomfortable. Guilt followed each sin, making that sin much less enjoyable. In the beginning, we'd try to ignore the guilt, only to find it eating away at our soul. We began a process of learning that the Holy Spirit had no tolerance for sin. Those little sins all of a sudden became great. Little offenses were magnified, leaving us to either live with the guilt or get right with God. Well, of course, the best response was to confess the sin and restore the fellowship with Christ. One of the Holy Spirit's ministries in us is to perfect us and make us like Christ. That process includes making us holy like He is. God said to be holy, for I am holy. To be holy is to be without sin. Well, of course, we will not be completely perfected and holy until we are ushered into heaven, but the process has begun and will continue throughout our lives. Here's an amazing truth. Another benefit of our salvation is how we are now seen by God. When we trusted Christ for salvation, our sins were washed away, and we were made righteous or holy before God. In Christ, in His righteousness, we are now positionally holy because our sins are washed in the blood of Jesus. God sees us not in our own righteousness, but in the purity of His Son, Jesus Christ. This wonderful truth is expressed by Paul in his introduction of his letter to the church at Philippi. He wrote in Philippians 1:1, "Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons." Here, Paul addressed the saved church members as saints in Christ Jesus. We're accustomed to reserving the title of saint to the few who have reached some elevated spiritual height. The true use of the word in the Bible means holy one. Now, I'm sure that all the saved members in the church at Philippi were not all consistently living pure and righteous lives. We all know that church life includes some folks walking with Christ and some struggling in their walk with Him. That's just the nature of the body of Christ, this side of eternity. But what Paul is emphasizing in his introduction is not necessarily how each of the members were currently behaving. He was drawing attention to their standing in Christ. As blood-washed believers, they were positionally righteous and holy before God. Their holy status was not because of their behavior. It was because of their relationship in Christ. They were holy because their sins had been forgiven. We must daily remain sensitive to the Holy Spirit in us, warning us of sinful dangers, working to keep us free from sin. On those all too frequent times that we ignore His warnings, He lovingly stirs our spirits to encourage us to confess our sin and get right with Him. Thank God for His righteous covering. Let's live our lives reflecting our position in Him by being holy. God bless you today. I love you.